Hello, my little Chaluminauts, and welcome to Minisode number 200. Holy shit.
Wow.
We did it.
Look at us.
All I did was change my sunglasses.
Yeah, that's it.
All that's my really celebration changing this year.
I appreciate it very much. There's nothing crazy
after
happening.
After feedback from last year, I decided that this year I was just going to keep it, you know, keep it where the fans want it.
That just tells you we listen to you, listeners. We listen to your feedback.
And you listen to us.
Yeah,
so thank you. True. We never have to do that again.
All right. I got to get this off.
There's got to be a 300.
I got to get off and get this off. Listen, get this off of my... I got to get this done. We're going to dive right in. I'm going to take over. I'm doing the topic first because I've been tweeted at it nonstop for like 2 days straight. I got to go get off and then get this off my chest. Boys, have you heard anything about Immaculate Constellation the past couple of days? Yes, I figured you have.
Yes.
Immaculate Constellation.
This is allegedly the name, right? The elusive name we've been waiting for.
So I think from best of I could look into, an anonymous whistleblower has come forth and named the program that the government uses to apparently retrieve crashed UAPs, biologics, whatever you want to call it. And it's all under the name Immaculate Constellation, which is like buried and mega secret, and they don't obviously refer to it or whatever. And all this is just like, okay, cool, whatever. This is neat. There's no evidence of it. And now over the past like 24 hours, just like interesting figures have come out and been like, no, this is it. No, they're right. This is it. Daniel Sheehan, he's a constitutional and public attorney, has come out today. Michael Schellenberger, which is not really a reliable source, has come out and said the same thing. Lou Elizondo, you know, the Grush, these people have all kind of come forward and insinuated that this is correct. This is what exists. Again, the anonymous person who said it hasn't come out. We don't have photos. We don't have paperwork. We don't have jack diddly squiddly about this at all. The only interesting thing that is worth talking about, other than the people that are kind of coming out and being like, this is it, is this actually is not the first time the name Immaculate Constellation, within the context of it being an SAP, which is a special access program in the government, has come up. The last time it popped up was in June of 2023, around the time of Grush's hearing getting scheduled and all that stuff was coming up. This thing bubbled up and was searched for on Google very briefly during that time, and then it was never again searched. So, like, this has come up before. Here's the thing, and like, I'm going to sound a lot more like Jesse than I feel like people like respect me to with this, but like, I genuinely like to lean on things that have at least some sort of paperwork associated with it, a video, something. This is one of those things that it very well may be a fucking whistleblower that's telling the truth about this, but there's nothing. We have nothing other than some anonymous man's word that this exists, and some names that have also come forward and said some crazy shit before, also saying that this might be real. Like, I would love this to be real. The rumors are it's at Wright Air Force Base, of course, and like all these things. But like, there's nothing there, and I want to get excited about it. But really, until there's any sort of like leaked paperwork that should have come along with this whistleblowing or anything, the fuck are we going to do about it? There's nothing to. We can't do anything about it. Even less so than the stuff I bring up. At least, like, I try to at least have some sort of like FOIA document or whatever. This is fucking
the cover up magic in the air.
Yeah, they got me. This is actually the CIA.
I love this. I'm here for this.
The T-Field is coming down.
The CIA paid me a life-changing amount of money.
For those of you out there willing to say that I've corrupted Mathis and are trying to come for me, I want you all to know that isn't it strange that Jesse Cox has had a bank account with Wright-Patterson Air Force Base Credit Union for over 25 years?
How did I never clock that? I fucking pay you. How do I not ever clock that? That's son of a fucking bitch.
Deep state. You got so deep state, bro.
Are they? Do they?
Yeah, I know. I believe.
Does the government, payroll?
There is Immaculate Constellation. There are ships and biologics being taken to Wright Air Force Base, and Grush knows about it.
They added that third coast to the show.
It's all real.
Inside job. I got something completely different for you.
God damn it.
Take your mind off things.
Yeah, please.
I'm going to take you all the way out of America. I'm going to take you all the way out of UFOs. We're talking about Valencia, Spain right now. That's where we are, okay? We're in Valencia, Spain.
Is that where Assassin's Creed 2 takes place?
No. That's in Italy. But the deal with this is police have been called by this woman who are accusing her ex-boyfriend of, quote, paranormal abuse because he hired a medium to scare her. So basically, this lady is 41 years old.
Go on.
She's Let me afraid.
Just open a notebook.
She's so afraid. It's like a domestic violence situation is what's happening, right? And she's so afraid that she's having to change her daily routine on a daily basis so that she can't be followed, that where she's going to be is not easily predictable. She was just literally afraid that if she was predictable, that her like ex-boyfriend was going to come find her. And this guy has been accused of multiple assaults, and he's like pretty crazy. You know what I mean? He says things like, I'm going to kill myself if you leave me, and I'm going to take somebody with me, if you know what I mean. You know, just the worst possible stuff.
Very, very, very subtle.
Just absolutely insane, controlling, scary shit. And so
that shit is scary, man. That shit, like, even if, like, yeah, anybody who threatens to even just kill themselves if you leave them, like, you got to go. I know it's hard, but that's abuse. You got to go.
Yeah. So I don't know, but somehow it seems like the charge is that her boyfriend is paying a medium to cause her distress on purpose. Basically, he called the medium to their apartment. She says she saw a painting go up in the air and like fall to the ground, like where it was leaning, like get lifted up in the air and go to the ground. She said she saw that. She said she heard noisy footsteps running behind a wall. She said her ex-boyfriend showed up at the house after the medium showed up, and he said that he had a ghostly vision of her father, who had recently died, who said that bad things would happen if they broke up, and she would die if it happened. And then the boyfriend said that the thing like left the room, went to another place, and like a glass burst on a shelf and a bust moved, and there was like a photo with her and her father there. And he was like, look. And so I guess
I'm watching Jesse debunk in his head.
I mean, I don't think there's anything to debunk.
I mean, no debunking.
I think I'm saying the very same thing that's happening. Yeah.
Yeah, the length some people will go to control others is mind-boggling to me.
There's no question whether this was real. I'm telling you, this guy did this. Yeah, he hired somebody to say, oh my God, I just saw your dead father's ghost, and he told me that you were going to die if you broke up with me. A little weird. Just saying.
Feel bad for the woman.
I mean, I guess the man knew his audience, because I don't know many people that would fall for, like... You if you break up with me, your father's ghost, I would be like, my dad would approve leaving me. Are you kidding me?
My dad would be like,
it's totally cool.
Be happy for yourself.
Yes, I don't want to see this asshole anymore either.
It brings the vibes down.
Love. Oh, no. Love you make it. Sherry O'Terry. Anna Gasteyer.
Yeah. Just go through the whole cast. Mm-hmm. Jesse, take us away.
Well, an article in Psychology Today delves into something that I am very familiar with because I do it frequently. Some might say too often. Some might say not enough.
No such thing as
humming.
Not
humming.
You hum too much?
I do constantly. I'm a victim of humming too much, maybe. I hum around people. I hum when I walk. I hum when I eat dinner. I hum really? While making dinner.
Because Jesse is an undiagnosed neurodivergent who has not gone to take his test to get ADHD approved.
I hum constantly. But here's the thing. According to Psychology Today, it may sound surprising, but humming isn't just a pleasant sound. It's actually a powerful tool to help you manage stress, regulate emotions, and enhance your overall well-being. According to science, humming produces vibrations that ripple through your body, stimulating the vagus nerve, which is the longest nerve in the body, coming from the brainstem. And it's basically like in charge of safety and warning recognition. Like, you know, how something feels off before you know it's off. That's that. And a recent study found that humming can lower stress and your heart rate. It helps with your heart rate variability as well, basically meaning that humming promotes a state of calm and equilibrium within the body. And the study goes on to say that the, you know, if you want to do the more meditative side of it, where you like take time and find a place and home, like that's fine. Do that. That's like a way to manage
it. It's very nice. But as somebody who's just started meditating, it has been a very calming experience. Yeah.
But they also say like, screw that noise. You can, if you want, just hum in your daily life. And I'm telling you, I don't know if Alex has noticed this, but even when we're eating in the office, I have like a little hum. You kind of like, if it's, especially the food's good, I'm like,
you kind of got a little zone going. But it's like, I don't know. It's like invisible to me now. I've known Jesse for so long. Like, I don't
notice
it.
When I walk around, I hum to myself constantly. I have to recognize it and stop it sometimes when I'm like out in public.
We used to think that our, look into it. Our drummer, we couldn't figure out what was going on. We thought his drums were out of tune or something like that. We couldn't figure it out. And eventually we realized that, like, while he plays the drums, he just, I don't even know if he realized it, but we, once we like mic'd it up and recorded it one time, and it's clear that what was happening was that while he plays the drums, he goes, and he just like, kind of like makes a sound with his mouth. That's like definitely like exactly what you're saying. It's like, he's doing it for some sort of like focus assisted reason, but
yeah,
we it's so loud to play the drums. He never heard it. It's just funny.
I wonder if it's that same focused assist that comes down to when people, they always talk about Star Wars movies. The actors, when they had lightsabers, would go zoom, zoom, zoom.
Yeah,
and when they had blasters, they go pew, pew, pew. Something in your brain is just like, well, it needs to be there, else what's the point?
Yeah,
no, unless it shoots real lasers. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. I have that, like, if I have like a place to go, I got a little hum in my step. I'm like walking. I got a fake beat in my head. I'm just going along with it. It happens.
I sing a lot.
You should try meditating, Jesse.
Yeah.
You should try meditating. You should try it. Like, I didn't think I'd be able to do it because I can't sit still. But like, it's fucking weird.
So a few weeks back on Netflix, they have a thing that's like a game. They have a bunch of games on their actual Netflix app right now, but one of them is straight up a meditation thing where it's like a very calm ASMR voice lady is like, what are you trying to achieve today? And you press the controller and it, like, you select what it wants. It's like, all right, let's try breathing. And I was like, I didn't know what that was going to be. And I was like, oh, okay. So I leaned back in the chair and started doing it. I almost fell asleep. That's why I can't more than 2 or 3 minutes. I'm done. I can't meditate. I will just fall asleep.
That's wild.
I do not operate that way.
You're just like, good night, nap time. That's but you also can sleep on a plane.
Programmed to
like,
fall asleep quickly.
Yeah, that's
my
true.
Body is designed to go down fast.
It's incredible. It's actually, I guess, a feat of science. They should study you.
That's the only power I have. Otherwise, I'm a mess. That's all I got. I can sleep anywhere, anytime.
It's pretty
drop
good.
Drop of the hat.
For the job you have, it's pretty good.
I wish I had that ability. I don't have it. I need medication to do that. All right, everybody, on that, we will be back next week with a brand new minisode right here at patreon.com/Illuminati Pie. We appreciate you. We love you.
Mwah.
Goodbye. Mwah. Bye.